producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad taste of loving you.
All right, guys. Sorry, man, what is it about all the coughing that's happening since I go on air? I have been sitting here next to the microphone for like 7.5 minutes on break, and all of a sudden now I have to cough. Does that ever happen to you guys? Everything's fine. You're good to go. You're standing in line at Disneyland. All of a sudden it's your turn to go on the ride, and then you have to pee. I don't know what it is. I gotta tell you, man, mind over matter. I really, really think our minds play tricks on us. I'm gonna listen back to all my shows and see if every time the mic is on, I start to go into a coughing fit. This is ridiculous. No, I don't smoke. No, I don't chew tobacco. I have tried tobacco though. When I was in medical school, my, I think it was the internal medicine attending would sit there and chew, and then he had his little spit cup. And I'm like, you know, that's not healthy. And, you know, of course, right? He's like, yeah, but, you know, it keeps me awake. And doing 36-hour shifts, I'm like, you know what? Maybe if I don't like coffee, maybe I should try some chew. Listen, when you're sleep-deprived, you make stupid decisions. And this was a stupid decision. So I tried it, and it was, I'm sorry, guys, it was the most disgusting, disgusting thing I have ever tasted. I don't know how you guys could do chew. And then I guess you have to hide it in a corner of your mouth or under your tongue or, you know, and I don't understand why you do it. So absolutely disgusting. Don't do it. And, I don't know how that, relates to what I was talking about. Oh yeah, cause I cough too much. Anyway, let's move on. All right. This article has been circulating online. This is a study saying the more chores a husband does, the more likely the marriage will end in divorce. Okay. We are talking about if you want your marriage to end, make your husband do chores. Now, I wonder who wrote this article. Anyway, Norwegian researchers were interested to see how married and cohabiting men, that's a new term now for guys that, you know, and girls that, you know, when we grew up, it was shacking up. Now it's called cohabitating, okay? So me and my boyfriend cohabitate. What does that mean? You live together? Yeah, we cohabitate. I got to be honest. I've been married to my husband now almost 20 years. We do not cohabitate. There is not, I can't, you know what? I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll use the bathroom on my own time. You know, you like throw your garbage here. No, you left your dishes. We do not cohabitate. Well, I love him. I could not imagine being married to anyone else. I hope he never leaves me, but we don't really cohabitate as well as you would think, okay? And I think a lot of married couples could say that. But let's go back to this article. So Norwegian researchers were interested to see how married and cohabitating men and women divided housework and childcare throughout various life stages. They analyzed two separate studies involving nearly 20,000 men and women, age 18 to 79, the study of, quote, life course, generation, and gender, and the study of the Norwegian life course, aging, and generations. These things are very fascinating reads, my guess. Participants respectively answered questions about the division of housework and childcare, their attitudes towards gender equality, as well as other variables like life stage and social class. The results showed 65% of couples equally or near equally divided childcare, but not housework. Women reported doing all or almost all of the work in 11% of the couples and somewhat more of the work in 60% of the couples. About 25% of the couples divided the work more equally. The younger couples, childless couples, or couples where the woman had a full-time job among those seemed to split the domestic chores. But the researchers, they found interesting. When you had a tradition, okay, they did not find an association between a lower risk of divorce if you did a traditional share. But if you had the untraditional couples where the guys did more chores, higher risk for divorce. men who did as much or more of the housework were more likely to get divorced than couples where the woman did most of the housework over a period of 4 years. Wait, okay. I think this is slanted and biased. I call foul. They think maybe, I mean, here's how I look at it, okay? You know, when you have some traditional type families, okay? And mind you, one of the most difficult jobs ever is taking care of the kids in the house, etc. I don't know how women do it. My job is easy, being able to go to work and hide at work. But I know I hide. I don't know how it gets done. But, you know, maybe some of those traditional type families, they also keep to traditional values. Like, we're not going to divorce. Okay, I mean, you know, this is the way they grew up. I mean, like when I grew up, I always knew I was going to take my husband's name. I didn't think and I wanted to take somebody else's name. I you know, listen, my last name was Zodiru, and I'm very proud of my family. But being in the back of the class, Z-O, I could not wait to move all the way up to the W's. So I was ready to take on a new name. I was like, I am out of here. You know, because, you know, you got fed first when your name, you know, was higher up in the alphabet. You got, you know, to leave the classroom early. You didn't always have to sit in the back of the class, because I wanted to sit in the front of the class when I was younger, you know, to really get all the data and to get all the academia I could. Then when I got older, I'm like, wait a second, you can get away with a lot more in the back of the class. So that was, but still, you know, so I wanted to take my husband's name. I wanted to wear white to my wedding. Stop it. Stop laughing. I did. So I wanted to wear white. I wanted my parents there at the wedding. Don't ask. I didn't want a big expensive wedding because I don't like to spend money that's over in 4 hours. I don't really, you know, believe in spending $30,000-$40,000 for just 3-4 hours. That makes no sense to me. But I wanted a full bar. Okay, that, you know, and that, you know, so kind of traditional type stuff. You know, I wanted to raise my kids with some sort of religion. I was Jewish, so preferably Jewish, right? But any religion, I just didn't want them to not have religion in their life. I wanted them to have a dog, cat, that kind of thing. So, you know, for me, that traditionalness was very important until it got to household chores. I'm like, I gotta run to work. I need you to do this. You don't have to go into work for another hour. Then you can do this. You take the kids to school. You do this. Don't forget to do the dishes. Do this, do this, do this. And boy, did that just fly off my tongue. That was just easy to say. And of course, Corey got grumpy. But I mean, we now split a lot. But for those of you who, you know, make your husbands do the chores, that could be a problem. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life, and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Tune in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to apologize. I broke a nail. And since I don't like to spend money getting the nails fixed every week, I use super glue. And I had a little accident with my super glue. And so my thumb is stuck to the base of my microphone. Now, that's not a big deal because I could just find some acetone. We don't have any acetone, so I could just wait for somebody to get the acetone. And I don't mind just walking around holding my microphone. I mean, you know, I'll just turn off sound and audio when I have to go to the bathroom. But this is not, I mean, I have super glue. I don't understand why it drips out. The super glue should, when you press it, just allot a droplet. Everything else just aliquots a droplet, not super glue. It starts dripping around the whole thing. So, sorry, I'm having some issues here. Okay, let's get to some medical news. And your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
D-A-L-I. So the U.S. is now shipping, quote-unquote, safe blood to Puerto Rico because of the rise in Zika cases. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says it is arranging and funding shipments of blood products to Puerto Rico to ensure an adequate supply of safe blood as they are battling the Zika virus outbreak. The first batch arrived in Puerto Rico on Saturday, and they are being provided through the American Red Cross. Way to go, guys. Blood Centers of America, America Blood Centers, and HHS, Health and Human Services. U.S. health officials expect many thousands of residents to be infected once the mosquito season reaches its peak this summer. And I know many of you are like, but I'm not going to feel it, so what's the big deal? They can't donate your blood if it ends up going to somebody pregnant, okay? Or it causes Guillain-Barré, that neurological disorder. They can't use the blood. They do not want your blood if you have been exposed to Zika. All right, so many of you are like, all right, fine. Well, I don't feel like donating blood anyway. You're missing the point, okay? We need blood, and we need plenty of people donating, all right, because of car accidents and because of surgeries. I met a woman who had a C-section a couple years back. Artery was severed, and she needed a transfusion, okay? We need blood. So my request to all of you is if you don't currently have Zika, can you please go and donate? I'm sure American Red Cross, United Blood Services, America's Blood Centers, anybody that has a means to take, you know, a pint of blood, please, please do that. All right. So let me see. That's basically they just kind of review Zika again. They say they are expecting thousands of people even here in the U.S., to later be affected. Northern California thinks they could relax a little bit. I think they probably can, too, if it stays cold. But for the rest of us, where it starts getting kind of muggy and starts getting humid, all right, you know, even back east, I would be on guard. Especially being on guard is the HIV PrEP drug, the pre-exposure prophylaxis. Right now, Truvada is the only FDA-approved drug to prevent you receiving HIV. It's called PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis. Now, the drug has been highly effective. I think we've been looking at 90% efficacy rate. However, we've already had one case where a gentleman acquired HIV, and we think it was because the HIV is becoming resistant to him being on. I think he was on Truvada for at least 2 years when he got HIV. Now they're saying women are going to need a higher dose of the antiviral medication to prevent HIV than their male peers. So not one size fits all. They say, in this new study, the drugs are still highly effective, but men and women require different doses. Women need daily doses to protect themselves from HIV, while men can take just 2 doses a week to reap the same protection. So that's interesting. Before, you were taking it every day. Now they're saying just a couple times a week for men, but every day for women. Scientists at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill said the reason lies in the different ways the drug accumulates in different body tissues. See, many people think, well, a woman a lot of times is less body weight. So if she's less body weight, you can get away with less medicine. Not always the case, okay? It all depends on how your body metabolizes it, where it gets stored, etc. So, they say, in determining how best to use drugs to protect people from HIV, we need to understand where in the body they are at risk for being infected, along with the concentration of drug that is needed to protect that particular site. All right? So, they looked with Truvada, they looked at rectal tissue, vaginal, cervical, etc. And they found that each body part, okay, or organ, we could maybe call it, responded differently to Truvada. They say twice as much of the drug is needed to prevent HIV infection from vaginal and cervical tissue than from rectal tissue. So they say more of the DNA material that the virus needs to reproduce, there's more of the DNA material apparently in the vaginal and cervical areas. So what does that mean? Well, it means, okay, guys, nothing is 100%. Okay, make sure you're still protecting yourself. Keep in mind that with any drug, one size does not fit all. You know, I really get frustrated when people come in and they say their neighbor is only on 5 milligrams and I have them on 20, so I'm overdosing them. And I go, your neighbor is 110 pounds. You are 250 pounds.
and your blood pressure when you walked in here was 190 over 110. Okay, you know, people always seem to compare themselves to other people, and they look at, you know, another thing a lot of people do is there's a couple different types of blood pressure medicine, and the doses come differently. So, like, for example, Diovan comes 80, 160, 320 milligrams, okay? Amlodipine, a completely different class of medicine, comes 5 milligrams and 10 milligrams. So, some people will be on amlodipine, okay, 5 milligrams, and maybe they'll have some leg swelling, because it relaxes the blood vessels, so the blood pressure goes down, so you could get some dilation and vasodilation, and then, unfortunately, you could get some swelling in the ankles. So I see somebody that comes in taking 5 milligrams of amlodipine. I'm like, you know what, we probably got to get you off the calcium channel blockers, which is this class of medicine. Let me switch you to a different class. So I switch him to the ARB class. And what I may do is if they were on only 5 milligrams of amlodipine, depending on what their blood pressure is, I'll start them on 80, maybe 80 milligrams or 160 milligrams, all right? Immediately, the patient goes, what? I was only on 5 milligrams, and now you're trying to give me 40 times, wait a second, what, 5 goes into 80, fit, no, wait a second, 1 carry the 3, 16 times more? No, I'm not trying to give you 16 times more medication. No, I'm not. And so, you know, keep in mind, it's like apples and oranges. I hate when people go, it's like apples and oranges, but that's the only way I can explain it. All right? It just means that the medications come differently. And so don't panic about the milligrams. However, if you were given, let's say, 25 milligrams of Cozaar and all of a sudden you're put on 100, and there's been no change with your blood pressure, and you don't know why your medicine was quadrupled, ask your doctor to clarify why one medicine is more than the other. All right, so when it comes to Truvada, all right, which is a medication to prevent the spread of HIV, you got to remember different strokes for different folks. Again, I've been asked over and over and over again why more doctors aren't prescribing it. I think more doctors should. I think this is a wonder drug. But the hesitancy is many medical providers feel that many people would still be at risk for HIV and unfortunately let their guard down and not use protection because they think this medication helps prevent the need for condoms. And I've had patients that say they are condomless when they are having relations with their HIV partner. And they go, it's okay because I'm taking Truvada. No, it's not okay. Nothing is 100%. And you have some patients go, you know what, doesn't matter. It's easy to treat these days. I don't have a problem getting it. Here's the thing, guys, okay? All right, you know, I've always kind of looked at, all right, you have somebody with HIV, all right? And we don't talk about this a lot. You end up getting HIV. That person starts to, your partner starts to become in remission because of the treatment, and he's doing well. What happens when then you give him your HIV? Will it reactivate his HIV? Will it be a new strain? Will it be, and you know, we don't know this at 100%. We've had couples that have been, both of them treated, and nobody kind of reactivated each other's, you know, I mean, we have to, but we have to study that more. And many of you will say, look, my husband's sick, so if I'm sick, we're good. True, the immune system is, both of your immune systems are probably up, and probably you both have a very similar infectious agent, but that doesn't mean you could reinfect. Just because you both have something doesn't mean it gives you carte blanche to introduce more. So I would suggest to still use caution, okay? When we come back, another lawyer who can't find a job after law school turns around and sues her school. You know, all dressed up and no one to sue. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go away, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Anna Alaberta, 37 years old, graduated at the top of her class in law school. Okay? She graduated back from Thomas Jefferson School of Law back in 2008. Yet she has failed to find a full-time salary job as a lawyer since the years she graduated. So, having all this knowledge And having all this talent, she needs to do something with it. So she is turning around and suing the law school. Now, the case, the reason why this is even being entertained is the law degree cost her about $150,000. She did pass the state bar exam, but she's suing the law school saying that it inflated the employment data for its graduates in order to get students to enroll. Now, if she graduated back in 2008, if memory serves, that's when the recession was just starting to take hold. So, she said, apparently she is one of, like, thousands of students who still have not been able to get a job as a lawyer. And her lawyer, Brian Procell, told the New York Times, I believe it was it the New York Times? Yeah, the New York Times, that this, I believe, is going to be the first time a law school will be on trial to defend its public employment figures. Her debt now has accrued to about $170,000. She has worked in various part-time positions, mostly temporary jobs reviewing documents for law firms. So she did get jobs in law offices, just not full-time. Okay, I got something to say on that. Let's just finish. She filed the lawsuit in 2011, arguing that she would not have enrolled at Thomas Jefferson if she had known the law school statistics were misleading. Despite efforts by the school to get her case thrown out, San Diego Judge Joel Pressman ruled against the law school. According to the Times, they are going to move forward with the case. Dean Thomas Guernsey said in a statement that the school was a strong track record for producing successful graduates, with 7,000 alumni working nationally and internationally. She was offered a job after she graduated. She was offered a job with a law firm that were going to give her $60,000 salary, but she turned it down. She said she received only the one job offer that was less favorable than the non-law job-related jobs that were available, and she sent her resume to more than 150 law firms. Alba Dura is seeking $125,000 in damages. Okay, now, I'm a doctor. Okay, so what happened with me when I was going to school? Now, mind you, okay, there's always a shortage of doctors. But the one thing I knew, okay, was if I wasn't going to be just hired and offered a job right at my feet, okay, leaving the school, I was going to have to open up my own practice and put more money out. So I knew I was going to go into amazingly amounts of debt, okay, in order to start out. I didn't think a job was going to be handed to me. I knew the jobs initially were probably not going to be the best paying jobs because you're a junior doctor. I knew if I was going to take a job with a big firm or medical practice, I was probably going to have the worst call because I was the newbie. And that was just par for the course, okay? That's just the way it is, okay? So same thing. She was offered a job. Probably not a lot of money. I don't know what these guys think they're going to get in terms of money coming out as a new lawyer, but she probably thought she was going to be making millions. So when she was offered $60,000, which, by the way, is pretty damn good from what I understand, first year out, starting to make that kind of money. And I tell you why, what I'm being told, and again, I'm not an attorney, but my brother's an attorney, and he went to law school, took him a very long time to find full-time work. But a lot of law offices will let you apprentice, okay? And so you basically do freebie work in hopes that they will later make you a partner. It's just something, I guess, I get, we're talking about the field of law, okay? I got friends who are lawyers. I don't want to critique. I respect the art of law, but I guess that's what a lot of them do. You get out of school and then you work for free. And or you work for barely nothing in hopes that they will like you so much that they'll take you on. And many people fall for this because, you know, some of the jobs, you really do get offered a job because they always need junior lawyers. But you would be a junior lawyer. I mean, it takes years to build a law office, and I respect that. It takes years to build a medical practice. You just don't hand a partnership of a medical practice to somebody you don't know. The last person I considered making a partner of my medical practice got arrested. So, and, you know, we've talked about that story. So, you can't just willy-nilly hand over a partnership. So, I get it. But are we going to see a trend, especially if this case goes forward, of people suing their college, suing their school? Now, I mean, you know, it's a law school. What do they expect? You know, you go through all that training. I mean, you know, every time I, you know, recertify my CPR or recertify anything from first aid, I cannot wait to run a code. I mean, I want to just circulate an ER so I could be there to help. I mean, I am all dressed up and ready to you know, chest compress. I mean, I am just ready to go, okay? But with law, my guess is similar thing. So she couldn't find full-time work. She got part-time work, couldn't find full-time work. My question is, 10 years out, why isn't she starting her own practice? Where's the innovation? You know, one thing I told my brother to do when he was having trouble finding a job is I'm like, look, you have an engineering background. You got a bachelor's in engineering, okay? Maybe the problem is you're going straight to, because, I mean, you know, he was in California. Why? I mean, how many law schools are out there? Okay, so I told him years ago, I go, do this, find an engineering firm that doesn't have an in-house lawyer and tell them you will do all their law. Plus, with your engineering background, you can help them with, you know, some of the engineering aspects of some of their projects. Well, I don't know. I think I just want to do law. I go, but you can and you stand out. One thing I learned very early on is you have to make your own job. I had to make my own radio show. When I wanted to work in an ER or an urgent care, there were no jobs. Okay? You know, students were moonlighting. There were no ER jobs or urgent care jobs around. So I made one. I called up an ER and I said, look, I know I'm not an ER doc, but don't you need help with some of the lower acuity cases? Is your ER doc slammed and I could make way less than an ER doc? They said, hell yeah, when do you start? So what I want to know is, where is the ingenuity? Why don't you make your own job? You know, one thing that's brilliant, my husband thought of this idea. All right, there are a lot of people in Hollywood, okay, for example, if you lived in L.A., that are trying to navigate through these talent contracts. Why don't you talk to one of these, you know, these talent schools or acting schools or actors guilds or whatever, and say, look, okay, I'm learning entertainment law. I can read through these. I could do a lot of your paperwork for you at a small fee, and then you could accrue. I mean, you know, watch Better Call Saul. Saul, it's very interesting. It's a very good show. It's a spinoff of Breaking Bad. Even though he has a personality, he has an issue that I do want to talk about and dive in with you, because he's a very interesting character. But make your own work. And this is going to be the theme that the millennials are going to have to sooner or later learn. No one's going to hand you a job. And depending on the welfare state that we have, you may not be able to get welfare. So you are going to have to find your own niche, figure it out, and make something work. All right? And it blows my mind how the people who did eBay or Amazon or whatever, they thought outside the box. Okay, you don't get a job, so what do? You sue. You think that's really going to help you later? No. Okay, you're a smart woman who graduated at the top of your class, and you have a law degree. You could go on a radio. Look how glorified this job is. No? All right, 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A quick email here. Rory writes, my employer provides sick leave 5 days a year, but I have to bring in a doctor's note. If I can't, I can't claim the sick leave. If I'm sick and can't leave my bed, what sense does it make that I spend 4 hours in a doctor's office, assuming I could get into the doctor same day? We've been talking about sick leave a lot on my show. In fact, there was a headline today talking about how if workers don't have sick leave, they end up going to work, obviously getting other people sick. And a study found that many of them forego medical care for themselves and families. And, if they did have sick leave, another study showed they really don't take that many more days off per year if they had the actual sick leave. But this is interesting because I believe New Jersey, I think New Jersey has been able to make headway in their Senate for sick leave. I haven't been following the individual states. And we'll talk about this one study here. But going back to Rory, me as an employer, it's interesting. Okay, so I'm a doctor and I've been an employee, but I've also been an employer. So I could totally see both sides of it. All right? And what I notice with my staff, and it's their business, okay? But as soon as their new sick leave comes around where they get a new dose of days of sick leave, they immediately take off that week. And they go, I'm taking off my sick leave. And so I would probably say 90% of my employees take their sick leave off for non-sick. Then, again, it's their business, it's their time. They earn those freebie days, they earned it, okay? But then they get sick, and there's no more leave. And I can't, as a boss, I guess some bosses figure out how to do it, and it looks like that's what your boss has figured out. I guess what some employers do is they go, if you're using sick leave, then you need to show that you were sick. And so they say, okay, then bring in a doctor's note. Me, it's your business, so I don't care. I don't need to know I don't want to know. I don't need to know if you went to the doctor or not. I don't need to, it's your time off. I don't want to know if you're lying. I don't care. Fine. But it's a problem when then they use it up and they go, okay, well, I'm sick, a couple weeks later. And so I don't know what the answer is. And so my suggestion to you, because that's tough. I mean, how many of you, if you call your doctor today, will be able to get in with your doctor? You may be able to now, but give it a couple years and you won't. Okay? Maybe the telemedicine may be able to be that option. So as telemedicine grows, that could then possibly help with that. But you guys are looking for work. I have people that come in all the time. They go, I'm well. I just need a work note. Okay, well, do you need to work? And another thing employers are doing, which is really affecting employees a lot, and I understand why they're doing this, is they go, we don't need a note proving that you took your sick leave off because you were sick. We need a note saying that you are healthy enough to return to work. So that's how employers get around the being in your face on if you're lying or not. If you took that time off because you were sick, then I need to know that you're not going to infect the rest of the crew. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI. We got Frank on the line. Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Oh well, I'm on four inhalers, so I'm not going to say too good. But before I get to that, I did want to comment on your female at the workplace, but they're mm-hmm. having their time. My female cousin, she made it up to upper management and they forced her in, but when she was doing hiring, she almost refused to hire women because they took more time off. And my cousin was attractive too. She wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt, but she already knew they just take way too much time off for her.
Wow.
What she was willing to tolerate. So I thought that I would impart that to you. But a friend of mine calls me and he tells me at the pharmacies that you know what, I'm not going to give him any plugs, but the ones we had to walk in, he said there was something called Clear Lung or something to that effect. And I'm kind of going behind my doctor's back. She had prescribed me Preventil, Convient. She just gave me 4 to 6 months ago Symbicort, and she wanted me to steer off the Preventil and just be on the Combivent and the Symbicort. I also have a nebulizer. Would I be doing wrong if there is a Clear Lung to kind of use that as an interim and, you know, to try to space these inhalers out as I try to buy time on my life?
Well, here's the thing. You're right. And having COPD, I mean, so the Preventil inhaler is your rescue inhaler. So always have one of those on standby. The reason why she wants to wean you off of that is if you have to keep going to your rescue inhaler, that means your baseline isn't in good shape. So that's why she's trying to up the Combivent. And you have your breathing treatment at home. And what was the fourth one?
A nebulizer.
Okay, the nebulizer, but there was another one besides that.
Symbicort once every 12 hours.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And,
So the Symbicort gives you some steroid. It gives you some long-acting beta agonist to open up the lungs. So if she has you in good control, you only need your Combivent, and you only need your Symbicort. And then for emergencies, you could take the nebulizer to open up your lungs, or you could take the Preventil. Clear Lungs, I think you're talking about that herbal supplement. I don't know much about it.
I have no idea. I was just going to bounce it off of you
and it could work. I don't have a lot of patients saying that that's what they've gone to, but then again, I don't know if it's sold. I live in Las Vegas, and I think you're in Nevada also, so I haven't
Correct.
Really seen a lot of that pushed out here in our neck of the woods, but I got to tell you, can you hear me?
You're starting to break up, and I'm on a landline, too, so
no worries.
Not my end.
All right. When you look at what's in it from an herbal supplement, like Dong Quai and Scoot, and I don't know what any of those do. However, if some of these homeopathics are decreasing allergies, then they'd be right up your alley, because living in Vegas around smoke and dust and whatever could definitely work up your COPD. So I don't want to say, because I don't know what's in it, it's not good. Again, you got to be careful and run it by your doctor. But anything that's anti-allergy may actually work really well with you. It's just I'm hesitant to say which herbal supplement because I don't know what's in it, and I have no idea if it's going to interact with anything you're on.
Well, until I get to the two big pharmacy chains, and I'll check them out and get back with you. But I was naive and stupid. To your listeners, I didn't believe in secondhand smoke. And let me tell you, I walk into a casino now, it's like putting a plastic bag and giving me a pinhole to breathe through in the mouth.
No.
That, you know, so, yeah, believe you. So,
I tell you.
Anyway, It's been a pleasure, Doc. Take care.
Yeah. Well, look, you take care. Please keep me posted on how the breathing's coming, okay? And let me know what you
all
find
right.
out, all right? You take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I mean, so there's something called Clear Lungs. It appears to be a homeopathic formula. It's supposed, I guess, act more as a decongestant. I mean, I got to tell you, Tabasco sauce works for me, you know, something spicy, but I don't, the problem is, like, it has Morris root, gardenia, schizandra. I don't know what this stuff does. I don't know what levels you can take of it. And so that, it's, I know it's frustrating for you guys when your MD or your DO can't really answer a lot of questions on the homeopathics. But again, even if we know how good Morris root is, I still don't know how much Morris root you're getting. You know, how do I know what you're getting in it? So, all right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Do you find it aggravating to wait for your slow-flow gravity filter to produce water? Does your system run so slow that it takes an hour or more to get less than a gallon of water? Slow-flow gravity water filters often utilize inferior technology that requires four elements to produce less than a gallon of filtered water per hour. Moreover, these elements don't eliminate a broad spectrum of difficult-to-remove contaminants, such as viruses. Well, there's good news for you. You can upgrade your slow-flow system with the power of Black Berkey purification elements. That's because they're interchangeable with most slow-flow systems, and they purify water up to 8 times faster. You could replace 4 of the slow-flow elements with a single Black Berkey purification element and double the speed of your system. Upgrade today to Black Berkey purification elements, the fastest and most powerful gravity elements available. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and ask about the specials. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.